Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we've taken you some mighty handsome places today, haven't we? It was wonderful being in New York City at the Burnick Hotel on 47th Street between Lexington and 3rd Avenues, closer to the 3rd Avenue corner. What a great location. And the place is spanky new, people. And in the commercial break, we found our way back to our studio by the magic of technology and radio. Isn't that wonderful? I haven't been in my studio enough since, well, we flew over to Ireland December 7th, and I've hardly been in here since. And I came in and I couldn't remember where I store my headset. It's like you get home and you don't remember which toothbrush in the bathroom is yours because you've been using a traveling toothbrush for 3 or more weeks. That's one of the ways you realize, it's one of the signals that you've been traveling too much. Although I find it very hard to believe you could travel too much. But when you come home and you don't know where the light switch is in the bathroom, you know, that's one of the signals. You've been away too much. You walk in the studio, you don't know where anything is. It's like, oh, wait a minute, this will come back to me. But it was great talking with Michelle Buttigieg, whose name I am thrilled to be able to say, and talking about Malta. And you know the glory of S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and Travelers411.com, parts of our family of award-winning websites, where we archive everything. So if you miss anything of today's show, anything coming up, anything behind us, go to either one, because everything is, our search engine searches all of our site locations, all of our pages. Put in what you're looking for, and it's going to pop up in your face. I went in and I put in Malta. And up came an interview I did in October 13th, 2002. We were on the air 3 months and a week when I did the interview with George Saliba, the U.S., the ambassador to the U.S. from Malta. And I listened to it. It's there. You click on the link and boom. That was 15 years ago, almost 15 years ago. I mean, it's amazing to me. Bless the hearts of all who work on our tech team. You're marvelous. But, you know, what a blessing to be able to find whatever you're looking for. And I couldn't remember his name. I remembered his name was George. So I went into the search box at sabrams.com and I put Malta George. And bingo, there was the link. I clicked on it. And there was the link to click listen to the archived audio. And what a fun interview. It's hilarious, by the way. You should listen to it. So I'm going to find my way back to Malta very soon. And you're going to be getting updates face-to-face with the people who make the place tick. And I'm hoping when I go, my good friend Mark Leslie, first cousin once removed of Winston Churchill, whose company, Martello Media, is based in Dublin. He's responsible for some new visitor center attractions in Malta. that we've had him on the air. If you're an avid fan, you've been listening for ever or for the last 18 months anyway, because when he got the gig in Malta, we had him on the air to talk about it. And I know there were three visitor centers he was creating. I don't know if all three are done. My impression is maybe one or two are done, or maybe by the time I get there, all of them will be done. It's an amazing place, people, and very much woven into the Knights Templar. And so is Roslyn Chapel in Scotland. R-O-S-S-L-Y-N. And we visited there and interviewed the executive director. That's tied into the Knights Templar, too. And if you see the film, The Da Vinci Code, at the end of the film, when they go to that chapel, that's Roslyn Chapel. And you'll see on the walls these carvings of corn cobs with the husks pulled down and the kernels of corn sticking out. Corn is not indigenous to the UK, to Scotland in particular. I don't think it's indigenous to Europe. But the Knights Templar spent a lot of time in the American Southwest and brought back cactus. That's how all those cactus got on the top of Ez, the medieval city in the south of France near Nice. It's like if you find Cannes and Nice on the southern border along the Mediterranean of France and take your fingers and go upward like you're making the going to the point of a triangle, you'll find Ez, E-Z-E. Go to Ez. If you can't do the walking, because it's a tough walk to the top, where the chapel up there is, a church, take a taxi up. But get yourself up there, because I saw more varieties of cactus that I knew existed. And when I got there, most of them were in bloom. It was amazing. But now that I've mentioned Scotland, Hootman, I want to take you off to visit somebody I've been introduced to by email. His name is Ewan Wilson, and he is the director of a company called H&I Adventures. I think that's an I. Maybe it's a one. We're going to find out, because they do, as Steve Martin would say, wild and crazy things. Yeah, you're going to enjoy this one. So sit tight. We're going to go off to talk with Ewan Wilson right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets are on sale now. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
Ewan Wilson is on the line live from, I believe, Inverness, Scotland. Are you in Inverness?
I am. I hope you can hear me loud and clear.
Well, I can hear you loud, but clear is not so good. Is there anything you can do to adjust whatever you're speaking in to get the articulation to sound a little clearer?
Oh, possibly. That's husky Scottish accent. I'm not sure.
No, it's not your husky Scottish accent. That I can deal with. But, no, it was just very fuzzy sounding. So, no, but now that's a lot better. So whatever you're doing, stick with it. Because it's a little frustrating not being able to understand, you know, what somebody's telling you. So is it H and I or H and 1?
That's right. That's right. It's H and I Adventures, a shortened version of Highlands and Islands Adventures, as we're based in the far north here of Scotland, as you mentioned.
So you are in Inverness?
That's right. Just a couple of miles along the road from the famous Loch Ness. We're a very, very privileged location up here.
Well, I have spent many an hour walking on the Ness Walk in Inverness.
Yeah.
And in fact,
we stayed
at a B&B when my children were, I'm going to say six and 10, or maybe 5 and 9. We stayed at a B&B that the road that's right in front of Ness Walk. On the other side of the street, there's a whole string of lovely B&Bs. And and the road kind of serpentines, you know, it's kind of bendy, windy. And we were very close to the spot where you just cross the street and you enter the walkway into Ness Walk. And, what am I talking about? My daughter was 4. Of course, if you asked her, we never did anything for her in her lifetime, but hey. My daughter was 4 and my son was 1 year old. And, and, you know, she was convinced she saw Nessie, and I wasn't going to, you know, disapprise her of the idea that, no, she didn't. But, hey, maybe she did.
I believe her. I believe her.
And, well, you should, because it's good. It's good for business.
We don't say it that way, but you might be correct.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's a lake about 3 miles from our studio. We're in the heart of Berkshire County. You would pronounce it Berkshire. We're in the heart of Berkshire County in western Massachusetts. And 3 miles north of us on Route 7, there's a lake. And the lake is... it's a lovely lake, but I think we should start the rumor that there's a monster in the lake, and his name is Pontusi. We'll be right back, because it's Lake Pontusic. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hoot a man, out of my way, who do you think you are? It's the toe of a boot a man if you push too far. Hoot a man, this is the day I celebrate my birth. The seventh son of a gun from birth.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Inverness in Scotland. If you haven't been there, people, oh my goodness, you really need to go. You really, really need to go. The Highlands of Scotland are amazing. I remember sending a postcard to somebody. It was actually one of my graduate school professors. And her name was Agnes Davis. So any of you who ever took a course with Agnes Davis at Queen's College, you know who I'm talking about. And I sent her a postcard that she reminded me about every time I spoke to her. Because apparently on the postcard I wrote, if I had to describe the Highlands, it would be to say that it was created by a sensitive man. Because the Highlands are very rugged and very masculine. The mountains are, they look like straight up sheer slabs of slate. And then if you're there at the right time of year, generally in the late summer, the bottom layer until you get above the tree line or, you know, the vegetation line will be covered in lavender heather. And you can count on there being a lake at the foot of this mountain that is as still as a mirror, reflecting it all and reflecting if there's a puff of clouds in the sky and the blue sky and whatnot. It is stunning, absolutely stunning. And the drive, what we did was we took a train from London, and there's a night train, leaves about 10 o'clock at night. And it gets you in around, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the morning, something like that, 9 o'clock in the morning. And we arranged with a car rental company, and it was a name like, I don't know, Budget Avis, somebody, they're all there. And when you get off the train, you walk like half a block, and there's where the car rental people are. And we picked up a car there and went driving up along the northern coast. And we went to a garden called Inveru, not Inverary, Inveru. And it is this amazing garden with palm trees and whatever. And you're about as far north, except for the islands, that you're going to get in Scotland on the mainland. But that's because the Gulf Stream goes and wraps itself around. And what a wonderful trip that was. Just wonderful, wonderful trip. Gorgeous place, people. And of course, you can go to Loch Ness and visit Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. So I've got the Loch Ness Monster's best friend, Ewan Wilson, on the line with me, and he is the director of a company called H&I Adventures. Explain what your company does, Ewan.
Okay, so we do specializing in mountain bike tours.
We take
customers from all over the world on a week-long adventures, up to 13-day adventures. So not day trips, not skills days or coaching days, but full immersions in the country that we worked on.
Okay, you're getting a little garbly again, so see if you can sort yourself out. So you do 1 week up to 13-day adventures on motorbikes?
Mountain bike.
What's the difference between a motorbike? What's the difference between a motorbike and a mountain bike for an idiot like me? Oh, I know my whole audience knows. Okay. I'm the only one who doesn't.
Yeah. So mountain bikes, it's all under your own steam. You have to use your own leg power. Motorbikes, you need to twist it, and the engine does the work for you. So this is pure pedal power, and the mountain biking side of the sport that we are involved in is off-road. We don't entertain riding on tarmac roads or laid-out roads with other vehicles. We get as far away from the vehicles as possible.
And so let me ask you some questions. What is the average age of your client, the person who comes to mountainbikeworldwide.com and checks out H&I Adventures?
Yeah. So we have a very, very diverse customer base, and anything from 26 years old to 66 years old.
Wow.
As we have a breadth through our portfolio. We work in 12 countries, so we can do anything from a mountain biking safari in Namibia and Africa for 12 days, all the way up to a very advanced Norway boat-style, mountain bike and boat-style trip for the out-and-out enthusiast of the mountain biking market.
Wow.
So we cover all the bases and all the geographical locations also.
All right. How many people do you take in a group when you go out?
So we go for small groups. And due to the nature of what we're trying to do and the quality and
yeah, so how many is a small group?
Wilderness locations. So between 8 and 12 people per group.
8 to 12 people. And how many people from your company escort them?
That's right. So what you'll have is you'll have one guide for up to 8 people. So as it goes above 8, you have two guides to a maximum of 12 people in the group. And then you've got the drivers and the assistants going around making everything good for you whilst you're out enjoying your day on the bike.
Okay. So name for us, you said it's 12 countries you're in?
Correct.
So yep. What are the 12 countries that you do mountain bike tours in?
Okay. Well, I've got our homeland of Scotland here. We also are starting in the Yukon in northern Canada. And then we come down Canada slightly, and we have British Columbia around about the corridor, the sea to sky corridor. And then we can come down to Mexico, Ecuador, and down into Chile and Patagonia. And then as we come back across to Europe, Norway, Slovenia, Spain, into Africa, we have Namibia. Across into Asia, we have Nepal, and then down as far down as New Zealand. So covering the geographical destinations as well as ability level.
Wow. That's a lot of territory to know about. So I'm guessing you've got some...
Many years to gain that knowledge.
So you've more than likely using local guides who grew up in the... You know, it's not everybody who can take you around Chile and Patagonia.
Exactly. We have local guides.
What was the name of that guy who sailed from Dundee or Aberdeen or someplace down to Patagonia and Antarctica and got himself iced in for a year? What's the name of that guy? Eggleton or something? I will check it out in the commercial break. I can't remember. We actually visited the His Majesty's research ship in Aberdeen. It's in Dundee, and that ship went to Antarctica also, and it's to the east of you in Scotland. We'll be right back. I got to find out the name of that guy that got himself and his crew iced in for the winter because they didn't get out of there fast enough. I hope you and your bikes get out quick. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons.
seasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
For more travel talk, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Inverness in Scotland, Ewan Wilson on the line with me, and he is the director of a company called H&I Adventures. And Patagonia is sort of your gateway to Antarctica, and it's just southeast of Chile. So you'd go into Chile and make a left. And the ship was called the Endurance. And you know the reason I remembered the ship? There's a play that's either called Endurance or has the word Endurance in the title. A contemporary play that was performed at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, who we have to get on the air because they've got the, they just came out with their 2017 season of glorious stuff they're going to be doing. And the story was about the men, the crew, on the Endurance who got iced in because they didn't get out of Antarctica soon enough. There was like a research ship, kind of a ship. And the guy, Shackleton, who was the captain of the ship, also sailed this other ship, the Royal Research Ship, the RRS. I think it was called the Dundee, but it's based up in Dundee, Scotland, and they turned it into a visitor's experience. Somewhere we have photos of me standing at the helm. Happily, it's on dry land, so there's nothing to worry about. But Shackleton took that ship out either the year before or after, which would have been at least 2 years later because they went to Antarctica for the season, got stuck, couldn't get out till the following year, and had to sail back to Scotland. So I don't remember if it was before or after he was the captain of the Endurance that he was the captain of this other ship. That's one more reason to go to Scotland, people. Oh, there's so much in Scotland. And every part of it is so different from every other part. And for those of you that are golfers, when you're in Dundee or Aberdeen, you're not very far from St. Andrews. So you're going to want to check all that out. So I have on the line with me Ewan Wilson, who is the director of H&I Adventures. And, years ago, I knew someone who flew over to Ireland and went on an equestrian adventure. And you know, there are some similarities in that it was a small group of six people. There was a truck going with them, a pickup truck, that their luggage traveled in because they were only allowed 16 pounds in the saddlebag. And every night they would stop at an inn or a guest house because along the route of beaches and trails. And the little van thing was there with their luggage so that they had what they needed to, shower, change, have all their stuff, because all they were taking in their saddlebags was some rain gear, a poncho, a thermos, not much else. A snack? I mean, there wasn't much that would fit into the saddlebag. So do you do something similar when you're out and about with 8 to 12 people doing, through the mountainside?
Yeah, that's exactly the same ethos. You know, when we're out riding the bikes each day, we're wanting to be as flexible and as free as we possibly can. So we're carrying, as you mentioned, some food, some rain gear, some warm clothing, to see us through the day. But the big luggage bags have been moved on by vehicle to a new sort of unique style accommodation each night, from a cave in Spain to a cabin on top of the mountains in New Zealand to some yurts in the Yukon. So we try to mix it up as we're going through the week to give you a really good, authentic experience of the destination that you're traveling through by bicycle.
Well, we have been on many European roads where we are overtaken by a passel of bicycles. And sometimes it's as many, I mean, it's one group, but they've kind of split up into sectors. So
yes. You
might see 8 people, you know, coming past you, which is funny when you're in the car, but you might see 8 people and then you come upon a group of 40 or 50. I mean, they've taken over. There's like when you're driving around in Ireland and suddenly you can't go forward, or Scotland for that matter, because the road is just blocked by a herd of sheep. Or cows. So
we call that the rush hour.
Yes, that's exactly right. I love it. I love it. There's something really special about having to yield for sheep, you know. But in any event, when your people are out, I mean, when we were in Spain, the car could hardly make it up those hills, and these people on these bicycles, you had to give it to them. They were fit. I mean, because they were worse. If you can imagine, they were worse than San Francisco hills. What's the highest elevation you go to? I mean, you mentioned Nepal. They've got some pretty high elevations there.
Yeah, on a Nepal trip, we get to around 4,000 meters. We work in meters here, I'm afraid. You can maybe do the conversion quickly for your listeners. But the highest that we get to is in Ecuador, which we are just underneath the 5,000-meter mark.
5,000 meters. Well, 5,000 meters, right. 5,000 meters is probably something like 4,700 feet. Because a meter is only 3 inches, I mean, yards. A meter is, so 5 is 15, wow. That's about 14,600 feet. Yeah, that's huge. A meter is 3 inches. Hang on a second. A meter is 3 inches bigger than a yard. A yard is 3 feet. Mm-hmm. A meter is 39 inches. A yard is 36 inches. So it's only a 3-inch difference.
15,000 feet. 15,000 roughly, isn't it?
But yeah, it's just under 15,000 feet. You know, what doesn't, aside from what that requires in your leg power, I would imagine that would require some serious lung power, especially as the oxygen thins out at 15,000 feet.
Yeah, that's right. So the days that we hit the highest elevations, they're assisted by vehicle. So quite often on our trips, we will be away from the dirt roads and away from the vehicles on what we term single tracks, so a narrow trail about a foot or two wide. On the higher elevations, we need the vehicles to take the, as you were mentioning, the sting out of the legs and allow us to reach those heights and then enjoy the descents more than the lung-bursting climbs.
I think we lost you at the last end of that sentence. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and see if we can get a stronger, clearer connection, because I'm managing to understand what I'm hearing here. For the most part, I hope you are, because this is not for everybody, but for those of you looking for a serious adventure, This sounds amazing. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Remember that all of our shows are podcast and archived, and podcast for a year, archived forever and ever, and you'll find them at sabrams.com, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com. And I want to also remind you, in the last hour, we were talking with David Price about wonderful hotels, you know, luxury stuff. I think if you go on a mountain bike tour, you need to treat yourself to a luxurious hotel, someplace wonderful that pampers you. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Leader of the pack.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
My good friend Ewan Wilson, who is the director of H&I Adventures, their website is mountainbikeworldwide.com. And in addition to all the other places in the world, in Africa, in Europe, in South America, in Asia, that they do mountain bike tours for groups of 8 to 12 in general, accompanied by guides and drivers and others to make sure you're doing well and seeing what they've got planned for you to see. He's based in Inverness, Scotland, and I have to tell you, what a wonderful place. You want to know an easy way to do this, and it's probably going to be cheaper than flying into Edinburgh or flying into Manchester or into London. Fly into Dublin and hop a flight to Edinburgh or Glasgow, or they probably fly into Prestwick with Ryanair. Go check it out. It'll come out cheaper. Because if you fly into London, you have to get yourself northward anyway. And there'll be an additional expense associated with that, unless you fly nonstop Edinburgh, which tends not to be in general, although they run sales now and then, it's usually more expensive because it's, anytime you've got more competition, you have lower prices. And Edinburgh isn't as competitive a destination as London, or as Dublin, for that matter. So let me just tell you a couple of things you should plan to do if you're going to go mountain bike yourself with H&I Adventures. You want to get to Dundee and see the His Majesty's Royal Research Ship, the RRS Discovery, constructed in 1900, and you can get on board the ship. That Shackleton, the guy who was the captain of the Endurance that got stuck in the ice in Antarctica for a year, he was a member of the, I think he was one of the officers, but he wasn't the captain on the Discovery. But it's a hoot to go in there. Go to St. Andrews. If you're a golfer, you need a handicap of 24 or less in order to play on the old course. But there's now 8 or 9 other courses, so you don't have to play on the old course. And there's the Jubilee course runs parallel to the old course. So if you don't play on the old course, you'll be playing right next to it. The film Chariots of Fire, when they start out running on the beach, that beach, and there's the water, there's the beach, there's a cliff. At the top of that cliff is St. Andrews Golf Course. So make sure you look over the cliff. Don't fly over, though. You'd hate it. Great shops also in St. Andrews. Cute little town. Darling. on your way to meet up with the people from H&I Adventures to go mountain biking, if that's in your bailiwick, make sure you visit the Cairngorm Deer Sanctuary. It's amazing. You'll get to walk with a herd of deer. These deer are not indigenous to Scotland. They were imported by some guy who was from Finland or Lapland or somewhere, who said that this area of Scotland looked just like where he was from, so there must be these kind of deer here, but there weren't. And he looked for that kind of deer for years, couldn't find it, finally imported a herd. When he died, he gave it to the National Trust. So, and they'll give you Wellington boots, because it's boggy out there, and you get to walk with a couple of people who bring grain along, and you get to feed the reindeer. It's amazing. It's one of those life-altering experiences. Make sure you stop in Stirling and see Stirling Castle, loaded with amazing history. Mary, Queen of Scots, was held up there for far too long. And then head northward. Make sure you get to Inverness and up to the coastline of the north of Scotland. So I've got Ewan Wilson on the line with me, director of H&I Adventures. How long have you lived? Have you lived in Scotland your whole life, Ewan?
That's right. Yeah, I have. I originally come from the Glasgow area. So my accent at the moment is very mixed between Inverness, the Highlands, and Glasgow.
And what made you move to Inverness?
Oh, now, you've been here. You know why I moved here.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get it. What is it like at this time of year? I mean, we're up to our noses in snow. So, you know,
yeah.
You too?
Yeah, well, I was out riding the bike today at lunchtime. We get out for a lunchtime bike ride every day to clear the cobweb mid-office day. And we had clear blue skies around about 0 degrees Celsius.
Which is about 32, that's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, just freezing.
Yeah. And mixture of frozen ground to some dust, actually, in the forest, and views up to the Torridon Mountains in the northwest from us, which are snow-capped at the moment. It's a really beautiful scene today.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're not into winter people, Scotland and Berkshire County in western Massachusetts are best visited between May and mid-October. And then after that, you're looking for some cold and snow. So if you're not a skier or a winter sport person, might not be the ideal place for you. But once you get into spring, summer, and early fall, you're talking about paradise. Absolute paradise. I hope I get up to Scotland. There's a soon again. You know, maybe before this year is over, I'll find my way. Because we haven't been in Scotland in, but it's, my gosh, it's a long time. Well, I guess it was probably, I'm going to say around 2005 or 6, when, go to sabrams.com, put in the name Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, and the word kilt. And that'll give you links, and you click on the link, and you'll get the story about how I sent Nathan Warmack from Jackson, Missouri, with his parents to Scotland to commune with his ancestors after his high school principal barred him from coming to his high school October harvest dance with his best girl because he showed up wearing a kilt. And I have a feeling that it was more of a gender issue, that he didn't like him in a skirt. But the guy's name was McClure, so I have yet to figure out what his objection was, but I knew the most important thing was for Nathan, who had seen Braveheart and got very interested in his own Scottish ancestry. He needed to breathe Scottish air and commune with his ancestors, so we got him there for 9 days and 8 nights with a, not a mountain bike, but a Mercedes for the stay, and stays at, I'll bet you know, Glenapp Castle. Glenapp and Culloden House and Dalhousie Castle just outside of, it's in Bonnyrigg, 5 miles from Edinburgh. We took good care of him. He had a wonderful trip. Anyway, you got to come back and visit with us again. This was great fun. Everybody else, come back next week. This is Stephanie Abrams. Got to fly now.
Yeah. The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.